WTAW News Time is 5 after 8, 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council heard about proposals for two new apartment complexes south of College Station High School at its last meeting. The council agreed to spend up to $100,000 to help developer Mark Mismetchmi apply for federal tax credits that, if approved, will mean 148 units for seniors, 105 on reduced income, on Victoria between CSHS and Fitch.
What's happening in the past is affordable housing was being put into less economic desirable areas. And so the shift now is to say we need to be equitable. And so the shift has been to promote and score higher for locations that meet what they call high opportunity locations. Those are higher income census tracts, better schools.
The $18 million project is competing against eight others throughout Central Texas, where one will be selected. And at the corner of Fitch and Victoria, another developer wants to double the number of proposed apartments from 120 to 240 by dropping plans for office space. The council saw more than 30 opponents and heard from four who live in the neighboring Castle Rock development. Concerns from Tom Kiske includes a flooding risk from an increase in rain running into Spring Creek.
Whenever we have a significant rain event, such as occurred in mid-December, the water in what's normally a little trickle became a roaring rapids. It came very close to overtopping the bridge on Castle Rock Parkway.
The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval and is scheduled to go before the council on February 11th. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski is troubled about the continuing impasse on how much money the city has invested in the Traditions residential and golf course development.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Bayinski talked about the impact the division is having on the future success of Traditions.
We go out there and we talk bad about the development and we do everything we can to hinder the development like some are doing right now, then it could fail. People may not invest money out there. People may not buy a house out there. They may decide not to put a business out there if they're worried about it. And then who pays for that? The taxpayers.
At the last council meeting, 90 minutes was spent before no action was taken on a request for another outside audit. Exchanges included a challenge from City Manager Keene Register to Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena.
We'll bring an auditor in here and we will go through the same motions. If my numbers are wrong, I will pay out of my pocket the $4,000 for the audit. If your numbers are wrong, you pay the $4,000 out of your pocket.
I have the floor.
How about that?
Point of order.
Bayinski says the city has spent $35 million, not $73 million, as stated by Sutherland and Pena. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
22,000 Texas A&M students are lined up to assist local residents during the 34th annual big event.
We want to serve any and all residents we can in Bryan College Station area. We're really excited about it this year. We can do anything from kind of doing yard work to clean up around the house and anything like that. And we'd love to have you all sign up.
Will Radney, class of 16, was among those at the last Bryan City Council meeting announcing April 2nd is the date of the nation's largest student-run one-day service project. He says 900 have signed up, but there's enough students for 2,500. More information is online at bigevent.tamu.edu. The registration deadline is February 19th. And a heads up to motorists on University between Texas and Taro that $1 million construction project begins today. The TxDOT district office in Bryan says it will take 2 months to build a center median and do sidewalk and driveway improvements. WTAW News Time is 9 after 8. It's 64 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace and Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Hey, hey, it's 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
We're off to a foggy start this morning, but the fog and low cloudiness will burn off, and eventually we'll see sunshine. Highs will make their way up to 75 to 80 today. Clouds will head our way tonight, lows 50 to 55. That's a cold front moving through. Sunshine develops tomorrow, cooler day, 70. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, lows 35 to 40. Cool down will continue into Wednesday. Lots of sunshine on Wednesday. Highs will only be around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you go, it's 8:11. All right, so a construction project starting this morning, is that correct?
In, yes.
And that will be where?
It said on Texas, or on University, between Texas and Tarot.
Okay.
So they're putting in a center median, and then they're also going to do some sidewalk and driveway improvements.
Perfect. Because, and now where that is, where Tarot Street is where there's the fire station that doesn't look like a fire station. It looks
Correct.
Like an office building.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So that's Tarot.
Kind of like right by Golden Corral.
Exactly,
and, yes.
Right. And that will take that and they'll head on up to where they don't have a median already. Now, there is a median that starts like where Brake Check is, or
yes,
right about there.
Yes,
okay.
Like right by right Jimmy John's.
Yeah, Bank of America. Mm-hmm. Bank of America. Okay. So currently, to turn left onto Texas Avenue off University, it basically backs up to
right.
that street regularly, on a
right.
regular basis. Because there's no traffic ever on University Drive between Texas and Tarot.
No, just during football games. That's
yeah, what. Right, sure. Or days that end in Y. So, basically, now they're going to add sidewalks. And we remember how much fun that was on Briarcrest. You got
yes.
a chance to see those fun and games. And then, really, that's still going on. Have you noticed these temporary speed bumps that they put in now? Do you know about those?
No.
Like where?
Well, for instance, on Briarcrest.
Okay.
Now, the only way I know is they're regular because my office is right there.
Right.
So I go by those things every day. But right there in front of where the Eagle newspaper office
uh-huh.
is. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what they do is they put down like four of these big, heavy rubber strips. And they make little speed bump rumble things, rumble
okay.
strips right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're finished, they pick them up and throw them on the back of a trailer and haul them off, which is pretty cool. I don't know if the rumble strip helps. I guess that it makes you look up if you're texting as you're
right.
driving. Right,
right, yeah.
That's
yeah.
not silly of me. That's
you
why
know,
they do
you're
that.
You're messing with the radio and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah.
Oh, wait, am okay. I supposed to pay attention to driving?
Yeah,
oh, okay,
yeah.
I'll do that. All right, so they're saying this is going to be a 2-month period. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's February and March. So April 1st. That's what they're telling us it's going to be done on April 1st.
JK.
Yeah, really. So we'll see. Anyway, so what are we supposed to do? Tell people to avoid University?
I think it's more of just there's going to be even more delay than normal.
Yeah.
So,
in other words, avoid University.
Yeah.
Just find another way.
Yeah.
Because there pretty much is.
But yeah.
But the other deal is what they're doing is they're putting in, and you know, I hate to sound like the old guy who's driven here forever, but it sure used to be a lot nicer when you could turn any place you wanted to
mm-hmm.
on Texas Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand it's for traffic safety and control. I got because there are idiots who are driving pickup trucks who are doing something they shouldn't be doing while they're driving, and that causes collisions and bad stuff happens. I understand, but
hey, remember the good old
days? No, I'm just saying it's different now.
It's harder to park your horse.
So. Was an obscure Swedish EP Paul McCartney's inspiration for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Uh-oh.
NME.com says the 4-track vinyl single of Beatles cover tunes by a small orchestra called Merkblanket was released in 1964 and has musicians on the cover dressed in colorful marching band uniforms that look a whole lot like what the boys looked like on the cover of Sgt. Pepper that was released 3 years later. Paul claims the idea for Pepper came to him on a flight back from a vacation in the fall of 1966 after the Beatles' final concert tour, and that he sketched out his idea for the concept of the cover on the back of the alleged cocktail napkin, which he then gave to Peter Blake, who designed the Pepper LP cover. No one in the Beatles' camp will comment. Basically, only Paul would confirm that possibility. So do they owe him some money now? I'm just saying. Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll see. It's 8:15. On December the 22nd, the University of Maryland published a remarkable press release about some research it had conducted. According to the release, a study conducted by a professor at the University of Maryland School of Public Health had shown that a product called Fifth Quarter Fresh, which is basically a fancy fortified chocolate milk, quote, helped high school football players improve their cognitive and motor function over the course of a season, even after experiencing concussions, end quote.
Okay.
So, I guess that meant that chocolate milk or Fifth Fresh Quarter helped cure concussions? Is that what we're saying here?
Well, they're doing research that has shown that THC
yeah?
does fix that problem.
Excuse me, helps that problem. I'm not sure it fixes it. You know what I'm saying?
They actually say it repairs it in mice.
Okay, as soon as we have NFL... With mice, we're in good shape, aren't we? I don't know. It's pretty scary. Given the current focus on youth concussions, not surprising that this news has traveled fast and the claim appears to have benefited the company in question. Motivated by what appeared to be sturdy scientific evidence, a rural school superintendent in Maryland says he's planning to buy $25,000 worth of this stuff next year to help protect his kids. Claim also caught the eye of an editor in the Health News Review who said they're going to dig into the details. They did have a look at some of it. They said it's the kind of thing that journalists do all the time. That's
interesting.
Well, it's pretty sketchy territory.
I would agree with that.
That and the THC thing, I didn't know of that report, but there are a lot of folks who are obviously concerned about it, and that Will Smith movie that cratered, talked about it in the NFL. Understand that they say that they're as safe as they can possibly be under these circumstances, but kids are bigger and heavier and faster than they've ever been.
Yes. I thought you were going to say bigger, heavier, and fatter.
No. And it's a problematic thing.
Yes.
Ow, ow. Here we go. ZZ Top is going to have a documentary made about them. How's that?
Ooh.
Maybe they'll be at Chili Fest.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, yeah. Since they're going to be the headliners at Chili Fest just this year. The band's official website says that the guys who did Iron Maiden Flight 666 and Rush Beyond the Lighted Stage are putting this one together, complete with cooperation of the boys, Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill and Frank Beard. Billy says, quote, yes, it's going to be a fact-based documentary, yet considering the subject matter, we expect it to be containing a continuing element of the band's infamous surrealism. Okay. Again, maybe they'll be there. Pretty cool.
Wow, wow, wow.
Dogs can read facial expressions in much the same way as people, and a new study suggests that man's best friend considers the source of a threatening facial expression before deciding how to respond. Researchers at the University of Helsinki in Finland, as opposed to the University of Helsinki in Oregon.
Cleveland.
That's right.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Found that dogs reacted differently to threatening faces depending on whether or not they came from other dogs or from humans. U.S. News and World Report says dogs tend to look at threatening dog faces longer, but look away from frightening human faces, or threatening human faces, I guess. The researchers tracked the gaze pattern of dogs.
Off to work, babe.
How much did we spend for that? From 13 different breeds for the study, study is the first evidence of emotion-related gaze patterns. Isn't there a real need for money to be spent in other stuff? I mean, I got dogs, but I not once have I sat around and thought about their gaze pattern, you know?
Yeah.
Now, look, tone of voice, got it, okay? Lots of noise going on. Dogs freak out. That happens. You talk to them nicely, you know, even if you're saying something horrible.
Right.
You say something nicely. They're wags, you know, they'll be wagging their tails.
Okay. You are so ugly.
Yeah, exactly. That's me. Okay.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Your salespeople answered all of our questions, and we love our beautiful new floors. The Aggieland Carpet One team was professional in every way, and it was a very positive experience. Your staff was patient and helpful. It seemed like a huge project to us, but your company made it so easy. Your company was very professional, no high-pressure tactics, just perfect.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The 21% run-up in Apple's cash from $178 billion a year ago far outpaces earnings and sales growth and has triggered talk as to how it should be spent. Wall Street is generally eager to see the money return to shareholders via dividend hikes, big share buybacks, or more controversially, through a large acquisition. The Sports Authority has laid off 100 employees, mostly from its corporate headquarters, further signaling trouble at the sporting goods chain as the athletic retail market grows more competitive. Foxconn has raised its offer for Sharp to $5.45 billion. The latest offer from Foxconn is a slight upgrade from a previous package. Crude oil, sharply lower, down $1.19 at $32.43 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open after stocks soared on Friday. The Dow Industrials jumped 396. For the week, the Dow gained 372. That's Your Money Now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Million Dollar Quartet is the smash hit musical inspired by the true story of the jam session that brought Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley together for the first and only time. Million Dollar Quartet features timeless hits like Blue Suede Shoes, Whole Lotta Shakin' Going On, Hound Dog, I Walk the Line, and more, played live by fabulous musicians.
Presented by MSC Opus, Friday and Saturday, February 19th and 20th. For tickets, call 845-1234.
There's a crisis on our border, and State Representative John Rainey is part of the problem. Let's look at his record. Rainey sided with every Democrat in the House and voted against $92 million in border security funding. With radical Islamic terrorists seeking to infiltrate our southern border, John Rainey put Texas at risk. That's wrong, and it gets worse. He was one of only three Republicans who supported taxpayer funding for embryonic stem cell research, the destruction of human life. Rainey voted with liberals to weaken border security, increase his own pension, and defends the destruction of unborn life. John Rainey, he's part of the problem and way too liberal. There's a better choice. Conservative Jess Fields. Jess Fields is a true outsider. Jess Fields will fight for border security and work to end sanctuary cities. And Fields is a pro-life Christian conservative endorsed by Texas Right to Life. Texas values, conservative leader. That's Jess Fields.
Political ad paid for by Jess Fields' campaign.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Billy Kennedy Show airs at 7 o'clock tonight over many of these same stations. It's 1 hour of Texas A&M basketball, all sorts of subjects about Aggie basketball.
Yeah, Missouri came in, and if you knock them out the first 10 minutes, then you probably handle them, and they did it. Jalen got in foul trouble, not having Tyler. Them sticking to their zone 40 minutes, you know, was an adjustment for us.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Billy Kennedy Show tonight beginning at 7. Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. We'll be talking about the big win over Iowa State from Saturday. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32 horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with a new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact utility tractor. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/2/2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
About 8:27, News Talk 1620 WTAW. While technology use among young people offers some social advantages, face-to-face interaction does a better job of conveying emotional support and nonverbal body language cues.
Duh.
Really, yeah. U.S. News and World Report says one new study found in-person support was better than text messaging in improving the moods of young adults who had just experienced a stressful situation. Golly! It's amazing, isn't it? Second study found that preteens who spent 5 days away from their video and smartphones showed a measurable improvement in their ability to recognize nonverbal emotional cues. That's promising. That's very promising.
So you're savable?
Yeah, well, the problem is that your child's liable to just go crazy after 3 days of not having their smartphone. But, you know, after that, then, yeah, they actually can maybe pay attention to other people. That'd be kind of fun. People who use flavored e-cigarettes are likely inhaling a chemical that can irritate their lungs. You didn't think it was perfectly safe, did you? New study found that the e-cigarette flavorings, especially cherry flavor, contain a chemical that was found in 108 of 145 flavored tested cigarettes. USA Today reports that this stuff, which is called benzaldehyde, is widely used as a flavoring agent in foods and medicines like cough syrup. Now, it's safe when you eat it or you swallow it or when it's applied to the skin. It's when you inhale it that it becomes an irritant, not only to your lungs but also to your eyes. So, again, vaping not 100% okay.
Well, there is a shocker, boy.
Yep. All right, so, of course, we want to be inclusive. We want everybody to have a seat at the table, right, no matter what. Upcoming city council meeting in Arizona, the Phoenix City Council on Feb 17th, will open with an opening prayer from Satanic Cult.
What?
Yeah. A local branch of the Satanic Temple will give the invocation. City Attorney Brad Holmes said the city government can't exclude a religion just because they pray to the Prince of Darkness. The Satanic Temple member named Stu DeHaan promises his group isn't planning anything offensive.
May you all die!
Yeah, he says that the Satanic Temple doesn't believe in a literal devil. Instead, he says Satan is a metaphor
for rebellion against tyranny.
Well, of course.
What?
Just say, yep, we're all tyrants. That's exactly right. So there we go. So one more reason to not, and you know, there are people in Austin going, why didn't we think of that? We could have done that first.
Kim Commando here. There's a big change in the air with cable TV. Cable and satellite providers currently make around $20 billion a year by forcing customers to lease set-top decoder boxes. It was this way with the phone companies until the big breakup in the early 80s. If you wanted a phone, you had to lease it from them. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Last week, the Federal Communications Commission announced plans to break cable and satellite TV's stranglehold on set-top boxes. The FCC will soon vote to allow customers to buy their own boxes. No more rentals. You can bet manufacturers will quickly rise to the challenge with a whole new generation of attractive and highly functional set-top boxes made to easily switch back and forth between local free TV and streaming services like Apple TV, Hulu, Roku, TiVo, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and more. Weigh in on this and let the FCC know your thoughts. Enter Contact FCC in your favorite search site and just follow the links. And get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
With GoDaddy's help, I want 2016 to be the year of you, and I want you to create your something awesome on the web. What will you do on the web? Start a business, a nonprofit, or something else you've been thinking about but haven't done? If the new year is your time to get going on the web, the first step is getting that perfect domain name with GoDaddy. Do what I've done and get your domain name now at GoDaddy. With your domain, you can start your blog and share your expertise and experience with the world. You can present a professional image to your customers with a great-looking website and domain-based email. Did you know that you can even connect your domain name to your LinkedIn or Facebook page? The opportunities are endless, and it all starts with your domain name from GoDaddy. And if you're thinking, this is too complicated for me, GoDaddy's award-winning customer support team is ready to help anytime, day or night. Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year right now at GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are investigating a stabbing in the parking lot of a local nightclub early Sunday morning. The victim is hospitalized in fair condition following the aggravated assault outside Hurricane Harry's. Investigators were told the stabbing took place during a fight. The description of the suspect, who was not known by the victim, is online at WTAW.com. College Station police report a four-vehicle crash Saturday during the noon hour at Texas and Harvey Mitchell Parkway resulted in five people going to the hospital for treatment of injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. Investigators say the exact cause of the crash has not been determined and no charges have been filed. Anyone with information on either incident is asked to call CSPD. The College Station City Council heard about a proposal for a new apartment complex south of College Station High School at its last meeting. At the corner of Victoria and Fitch, a developer who already had approval to build 120 apartments wants to drop plans for office space to build another 120 units. That brought out 30 opponents of the neighboring Castle Rock subdivision. Four speakers included Joshua Ben, a former member of the city's Board of Zoning Appeals.
And we would argue that you should hold the developer of this particular track to that original vision that they had 5 years ago when this was, when there wasn't an uproar from the Castle Rock subdivision, when P&Z took their stance, when council voted to give this particular zoning designation. Hold them to that plan that they had with minor variations potentially.
Already approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission, the council takes up the request a week from Thursday. Hours of private and public meetings have not resolved differences in contested numbers on how much the city of Bryan has invested in the traditions development.
The week before last, a private meeting between Councilman Mike Sutherland and the city's top two financial officers resulted in no agreement. At last week's council meeting, differences remained after almost 90 minutes of debate.
Councilman Hardiman opened up all those subjects with his statement, accusing of us of mistruths and misstatements, and I think we ought to be able to explain what our opinion was of those.
I got to defend myself on those statements.
On one side were Sutherland, Rafael Pena, and Al Saenz, with Saenz drawing fire from city manager Keene Register.
I would have thought that would have been a number that would have been readily available that we could just come up with at the top
really?
Of our head. Because, you know, Councilman Pena and Sutherland are going to ask the hard questions, and that might have been a question that we could have anticipated.
If that's your expectation, you're going to need a new city manager, because out of the, almost $500 million budget, I'm not going to be able to tell you in one TERS how many lots were a part of this $8.2 million off the top of my head.
Mayor Jason Bienski on WTAW's The Infomaniac says the discord threatens future prospects.
If we're going to go out there and bring down the west side of Bryan, then it's going to have a huge impact, a negative impact, because if it's not successful, Scott, then the money will come out of the general funds to pay for any debt and any expenses and infrastructure that's still outstanding.
Bienski says the city has invested $35 million in the residential and golf course development, not $73 million quoted by Sutherland and Pena. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Registration is underway for the nation's largest student-run one-day public service project. Texas A&M's big event will be held April 2nd. A member of the executive committee, Will Radney, gave an update at the last Bryan City Council meeting.
We're shooting for about 22,000 students to participate this year, so should have plenty to come out and serve all y'all's houses, about trying to get 2,500 residents to sign up this year. And so we're about 900 now.
Radney says student volunteers are available to help residents in the Twin Cities do yard work, painting, and other household jobs. The registration deadline is February 19th. More information is online at bigevent.tamu.edu. For the next 2 months, there will be traffic delays at University and Texas. That's due to street construction that starts today. The TxDOT district office in Bryan reports it will accommodate more vehicles at the intersection. The million-dollar project includes rebuilding the center median on University from Texas to Taro. There will also be sidewalk and driveway work. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 64 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Your salespeople answered all of our questions, and we love our beautiful new floors. The Aggieland Carpet One team was professional in every way, and it was a very positive experience. Your staff was patient and helpful. It seemed like a huge project to us, but your company made it so easy. Your company was very professional, no high-pressure tactics, just perfect.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 281-01C.
Linux. Innovation never felt so good.
Good morning. It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. But more than foundations, they do polyurethane concrete raising, driveways, sidewalks, patios. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We're off to a foggy start this morning, but the fog and low cloudiness will burn off, and eventually we'll see sunshine. Highs will make their way up to 75 to 80 today. Clouds will head our way tonight, lows 50 to 55. That's a cold front moving through. Sunshine develops tomorrow, cooler day, 70. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, lows 35 to 40. Cool down will continue into Wednesday. Lots of sunshine on Wednesday. Highs will only be around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
House of Cards theme. I'm a big fan.
Well, okay, just you fanboying on the radio.
I know, really. Well, the reason is because Netflix House of Cards has been renewed for a fifth season before the fourth one ever starts. How's that? doesn't happen too often. However, TV Line reports that Bo William, who's the series creator, will be leaving the show. House of Cards nominated for an Emmy as Outstanding Drama Series in its first two seasons, while Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright have each won Golden Globes for their roles. Season premieres, yeah, Friday, March the 4th. Yeah, I'm
pretty already sure. Got the DVR set up, don't you?
I just binge watch. No, it's Netflix. No.
Netflix, oh, yeah.
Sorry.
And that's the thing that's great about Netflix. You could just sit there and let it wash over you. You don't have to do anything. It automatically goes to the next episode.
Yep.
So what can I say? I know.
Your guilty little pleasure.
I guess that was last year. I watched all 13 hours in 4 days.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Holy cow.
I watched the first season.
Yeah.
And then maybe a couple episodes of the second, but I don't know.
Second was the weaker season.
Oh, well, there you go.
Definitely weaker. It picked up in the third season.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Fans of The Walking Dead have a special treat in store for them. The cast and producers of the show will be appearing on an upcoming episode of Inside the Actor's Studio. Wow. I don't know if you ever seen this. James Lipton, who's this guy who's like 80 years old and has interviewed anybody in the world of movies and certainly in television. And now they're going to talk to the people from The Walking Dead. Which reminds me, coming up this weekend, Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies will be premiering.
I got to see that.
Yeah, well, you know.
If
you don't want to go to the football game and watch that thing, you can do that. As you probably know, Stephen Colbert will be doing an episode of The Late Show on CBS following Super Bowl 50 with Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Keegan-Michael Key, and Jordan Peele. Key and Peele, they're
pretty funny.
Pretty funny. Pretty creative.
They're
too.
Either really funny or really not.
Well, the football player name thing is one of the funniest things in comedy history, as far as I'm concerned. If you happen to follow football and know it's pretty close to being true. Anyway, following the late local news, CBS will also be airing a special edition of The Late Late Show with James Corden. He's pretty talented. I haven't watched that show, but he's like a song and dance dude. He has some talent and ability. While we're talking about Netflix, they're trying to get together more kids programming, and they have announced that they'll be putting together a series about Stretch Armstrong, the 1970s toy bodybuilding action figure.
Full of red goo.
Yeah, 26 episodes. You only know that because you tore it apart,
didn't
you?
You got it.
Netflix also doing a new version of Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
My daughter loves that.
Which is done in a movie in 2004, so that'll be coming up. Congratulations to Tom Hanks, who was named U.S. America's favorite movie star by the annual Harris Poll. It's happened before. This is his fifth time to be number one. Johnny Depp is number two, followed by last year's winner, who is Denzel Washington, who came in at number three. Number four, John Wayne. Wow. What does that tell you? John Wayne at number four.
See, but with like a Tom Hanks movie, it's the same thing with John Wayne. You know what you're going to get.
Oh, I don't know that. I would tend to. There's been some Tom Hanks movies that I thought were stinkers.
Okay.
You know, because look, Forrest Gump is not the same as Big. You know what I'm saying?
But Big was awesome.
And wasn't he in Private Ryan, Saving Private Ryan? Am I wrong there?
I think he was.
So I don't know. So he's done a lot of, and of course, Philadelphia Story, that was not a feel-good show by any means. Hello?
I got a complaint. Y'all talked about the football name thing as being one of the funniest things to hear.
Yeah.
And then you just leave us hanging.
Oh, all right. All right. Kevin will go get some of it, okay?
I'm efforting it now.
Okay, do that, and we'll play a little bit of that so that you will hear it. Okay, number five is Harrison Ford. Number six, Sandra Bullock. Then Jennifer Lawrence, Clint Eastwood still there, and Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts tied for number nine. Lee Daniels is going to do a documentary about the Harlem's Apollo Theater. That may be pretty good.
That would be awesome.
All right, you got some?
Hang on just a second.
All right, here we go. This is Key and Peele. They used to have a show on. I don't think it's on anymore.
Okay, you got a cover. I got an ad.
Oh, well, okay, it's fine. So what happens is they have pro all-star games, you know, when So this was like there used to be college all-star. I guess maybe there still is a college all-star game.
Yes, right. It took place this past weekend. Yeah,
there was a senior bowl. That's I've never heard of the senior bowl.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
The Reese is the senior bowl.
It was the north-south game, and then there was the east.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So are we done?
Just about. Instead, I didn't get the click-through on it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Stass, alongside Jeff Worthing, and welcome to the annual East-West Bowl. As we get ready to watch some of the best college players in the nation showcase their skills in a classic showdown between East and West. And there really are some characters on this year's squads, aren't there, Jeff?
That's right, Dave. It does seem like the most flamboyant personalities came to the forefront, and they are here. Let's meet the players from the East.
Marcus Williams, University of Georgia.
T.J. Jackson, Wayne State University.
Tavarius Smith King, Merrimack College.
Todd Royal, Smoochie Wallace, University of Miami.
Desquarius Green Jr., University of Notre Dame.
Ibrahim Moizus, University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
Jack Marius Tack Theratrix, Michigan State University.
The Isaiah T. Billings Clive, Coastal Carolina University.
The Jasper Probenkruk III, South Carolina State University.
Lee Oz Maxwell Jr., East Carolina University.
All right, so you get the idea. And, of course, visually it's fun, too.
And it's the same, like, two guys doing all of them.
It's Key and Peele doing them all, and that's it. It's kind of fun.
It's really funny.
And it's only because the three of us cover sports, and some of those names are not that different. I mean, it's just
no, they're not.
You'll go to somehow. Am I wrong to say women's basketball? Maybe the one.
Yeah. It's close. It's getting there. Yeah,
There's a whole bunch of them that are like that. Oregon State University's got dino bones in their end zone. Did you hear about this?
What?
No. More than 1,000 pieces of bone have been found under the stadium's football field, including log-sized fossils from bison and woolly mammoths dating back 10,000 years. This is not good. Are you going to have to move the Oregon State football stadium because of this? The bones were unearthed during a reconstruction project when an excavator dug up what they thought was a large log or tree stump. ABC News says that the university's own archaeologists and anthropologists were called in. See those guys in tweed jackets and pipes running over there? And as a matter of fact, they turned this whole thing into an archaeological dig with students filling up the players' lounge to watch the fossil excavation. You imagine the football players having to give up their players' lounge so a bunch of geeks can come in and look at bones?
Yeah, this guy was mad.
University of Middle Tennessee.
There you go. The largest bone discovered on site was a 5-foot-long femur from a mammoth, likely 14 or 15 feet tall. Yeah, that may not end well. Again, you're going to have to move. They're not going to have a spring game, obviously.
No.
They won't be able to do that. I don't know what kind of turf they've got, if they've got real turf or artificial. But, I could see the Antiquities program deciding that they want to get in there and talk about that. So that may not end well. Bob Lee will be there, I'm sure, for an Outside the Lines to talk about that. 347.
Normally, I wouldn't be into Bravo Brazos Valleys about what I did on my vacation, but former College Station City Councilman Dave Rusink, well, he and his wife took a recent trip that, well, you don't hear about often. Why did he take it?
Use some of our frequent flyer miles that we have been hoarding for a long time. I didn't feel like taking long trips in a long time while I was on city council, so we just sort of hoarded them.
Now, no one can say that the Rusinks don't know how to use their frequent flyer miles. You talk about a trip that just kept going on and on.
We had a man from Nepal that visited the Lions Club a year ago, and he just kept insisting that we come over there to see them. And so about 2 weeks before the earthquake in Nepal, we made arrangements for our flight. My wife is a great trip planner, and she went to the website that is used by United Airlines for all of their carriers that are associated with Star Alliance, and saw an interactive map that showed all the places that we could go using our frequent flyer miles. And so she and my sister, who lives up in Michigan, and her husband got together and really planned out, if we're going to Nepal, where could we go on the way to Nepal and where could we go after we went to Nepal. And I have a lot of people that I have been associated with the International Rural Church Association. And so we sort of looked at their list and decided that we would stop in Switzerland with one of the men who was the president of the International Rural Church Association several years ago, and see them. My sister had never been to see the Taj Mahal, and it was 55 years ago when my wife and I had seen it. So we thought, well, we'll just go from Switzerland then to India. But then, no, my sister had a good contact in Africa. And so she arranged for us to have a two-day safari in Botswana. And we stopped off in Africa for a few days as a result of my sister's contact over there.
So Switzerland, Nepal, Botswana. That's how to use airline miles. And what did Dave Rusink bring away from this trip?
Life is so different in every country. We found lots of really friendly people everywhere. But our experience in Switzerland was one of, that's a great place to live. And in fact, my wife says if she's ever missing, I should go over and check out the spot. This little town of less than 1,000 people is such a beautiful, small village that she says, that's where I should look for her. Other places that we went, we found lots of friendly people, but not the kind of living conditions that we would like to look forward to for the rest of our life.
Right.
Until we got to New Zealand. New Zealand is the other place that if I was looking for her, I should expect to find her in one of those spots.
So how to use frequent flyer miles and where to go? Just ask the Rusinks. Thought that was a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Happy New Year from Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
852 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Melissa McCarthy will be making her fourth appearance as host of Saturday Night Live on Feb 13.
She was in Gilmore Girls.
Oh, was she? She's funny.
She is.
A funny
She's
lady.
She's really funny.
Anyway, that's the good part of that night for Saturday Night Live. The bad part is Kanye West will be the musical guest.
Oh, so goody.
Maybe somebody will run up and interrupt him. That'd be kind of fun. ABC has picked up a comedy pilot called The Second Fattest Housewife in Westport. Really? We need to be doing that. Connecticut suburb often maligned and compared to Stepford, and the new series will take one step further. Sarah Dunn, who also wrote Bunheads and The Manhattan Love Story and Spin City, tells Variety. The show is narrated by Katie, a strong-willed mom who is raising her flawed family in a wealthy town that's filled with perfect wives and perfect offspring. So, okay. Let's see what else. Oh, the SAG Awards were last night. So.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody cared.
Yeah. The drama ensemble was Downton Abbey, that one. Kevin Spacey for House of Cards. Best Comedy Ensemble, Orange is the New Black. Is that good? Do we know?
It is. It's really good. And I actually saw this morning on social media one of the main characters, for those of you who've seen it, Crazy Eyes.
Okay.
She brought her high school prom date to the SAG Awards last night.
Oh, really?
So she did like a before and after pic of them at high school prom and then them at the SAG Awards. So that was kind of a cool tidbit.
But it is
a good show.
There you go. Okay. So anyway, all right, here we are. So now, again, Chelsea Reber in all this week, and
yes,
she's usually not a morning person. So you might think about this. Business casual pajamas exist. It's a new apparel line called Bammies. That'd be business jammies.
Bammies.
Bammies. That's what they're called. Yep. Now, Mashable.com says that the line caters to women who want to seamlessly transition from the home to the office and then to a night on the town.
Oh, my gosh.
The first six-piece collection includes your pajama blazer, your pajama top, the T-shirt, the jammy gaucho pants, and, of course, the dress-slash-nightgown. They're taking pre-orders now at their website. So what if they don't get enough orders, you get your money back? Prices range from $80 to $170. You can buy the entire collection for $750 because who doesn't need bammies?
Oh, man.
One more way to separate you from your money. David Bowie, he died. I don't know if you heard about that. It was in all the papers. Wanted his ashes scattered in Bali in the Buddhist tradition. New York Times says that's part of his will, which also was filed Monday in Manhattan. His estate is worth about $100 million. He left half of that, along with his home in Soho, to his wife, Iman. Is that how it's pronounced?
Iman.
Okay. Bowie's son, Duncan Jones, from his previous marriage to Angie Bowie, gets 25%, while Alexandria, his daughter from his current marriage, gets 25% with his house in Upper New York. And his personal assistant got $2 million, and her nanny got $1 million. Wow. A nanny gets $1 million?
Well, yeah.
What a gig to go to. Somebody defaced Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm kind of surprised it hadn't happened already, honestly.
It took so long.
Yeah, people have compared the Donald to Adolf Hitler because of his remarks about keeping Muslims and illegal Mexican immigrants out of the U.S. However, the swastika that was painted backwards from the one used by the Nazi Party. A stupid person? I don't know. Anyway, so they did that, and I guess they'll... it's been removed now and it'll be cleaned. It's 4 minutes to.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
This is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for District 12. For some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a talking point. But for a rancher like me, who operates a hunting business, it's personal. That is why I'm the only candidate in the race that has been endorsed by both the NRA and the Texas State Rifle Association. We need a representative that will defend our rights, and that is why I hope you vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2016 Reagan Day Dinner, Tuesday, February 16th at the Brazos Center, with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick serving as keynote speaker. Meet our local Republican candidates and mingle with fellow Republicans for an evening of fellowship and fun as we prepare for a dynamic presidential election season. The 2016 Reagan Day Dinner, Tuesday, February 16th at the Brazos Center. Sponsorship opportunities and individual tickets available. Log on to BrazosGOP.org.
Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Flora and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit HomeExpoBCS.com for more info. A
couple of minutes till News Talk 1150. Wow.
Wishful thinking?
Been a while since it's 1150. News Talk 1620, WTAW, what can I say? So anyhow, I don't know if we want to know this or not. Scientists say the latest generation of bed bugs is immune to pesticides.
Oh, good.
That's probably not going to be right. This lost in the flurry of all the Barbie news that we had last week. Lego has a minifigure that's in a wheelchair. It's part of Lego City. So probably about time they did that.
Yeah.
Mashable survey found that men's usage on dating apps tends to plummet after 10 p.m. Didn't have to pay a lot for that, did we? Okay. All right, let me see. On this date in history, the Supreme Court of the U.S. Americas convened its first time in New York City in 1790. The first edition of the Oxford English Dictionary published, 1884. Harvey Wilcox, in 1887, started selling land in California that he named after his wife. Her name was Holly, and he called it Hollywood.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Old people can remember 45s. Those are the little records with the big holes as opposed to the big records with the little holes. They were first introduced in 1949 on this date. As we mentioned, G.I. Joe came to life in 1964, and the wardrobe malfunction in 2004 at the Super Bowl.